fortunate enough that the villa that she stayed in, the owner of the villa actually moved into the villa and there were no guests there. So she was in the resort on her own for the duration of the lockdown. I told her she was kind of fortunate that she could still move around, she could go to restaurants and things like that, because they weren't in a hard lockdown. They basically just closed the streets up. And so she was, I'd say, in a safer environment. Whereas here, it's just pandemonium. Going to the shops, doing anything was, I'd say, life-threatening at some point. And she seemed to be fine where she was, I always felt she was safer there, because just before she left for Bali, she also had a bout in the hospital where her immune system wasn't 100%. So being here at home, and maybe I wanted to go to the shop or go to a business, it could have posed as a dangerous thing. However, I thank God that she is at home now. She's in quarantine in Johannesburg at the moment, in Sandton. And in a week's time, she should be boarding the flight to finally come home.
Wow. Sean, what a story. My heart really goes out to you. I can't imagine how difficult the last 5 months must have been for the two of you. So now she's back in Joburg. She's in quarantine. This is the last stretch.
Yeah.
And you said that hopefully you're going to be seeing her in a week.
Hopefully in a week, then, yeah. We've obviously got to book a flight for her from Joburg to Cape Town. She did consider driving down. The crazy story is that we're not allowed to travel or move alcohol around. And she, every time she travels, she brings me a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
And she refuses not to come home with this bottle of whiskey. we've been looking for ways and all the means. I mean, you did see it, there's proof that it wasn't purchased in the country, because as the law goes, you're not allowed to purchase alcohol yet. But I do know something about traveling with it. So I've told them, you've got to either store it for someone in Joburg that you know, and then obviously send for it when the time is right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's those lighthearted things that have made us survive. I mean, it's so apt that if you're speaking to Smiley then. Because I told her all we can do is smile, No matter what is coming our way or what is happening around us, if we stop smiling, we're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Sitting and stressing is not going to change the situation.
Mm.
You've got to look for solutions instead of worrying about a problem.
And you have your health and you have each other. You still have your love and you have a beautiful future to look forward to. So I'm sure that's gotten you through the last 5 months.
Yes, it has, I mean, with all the doom and gloom around the economy and people all wanting to leave, it's so difficult to try and see an outcome or a resolution to everything. But as long as we together, we know we can fight this, we can make a plan about, we can find a route to probably a prosperous future again. I mean, like I said, she's lost everything. I've lost 90% of basically what we've had in our stores. Because I mean, it wasn't cheap to keep safe that time.
Mm.
And then obviously with no income coming in over the last 4 months, it does kind of stretch your resources quite a bit.